Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Welcome back to more absolutely wild Reddit stories. Back with us today is Jackie Uwe. And first time here, Keith Lee. Yeah.
I just threw a gang sign.
Keith, do you ever go on Reddit? Are you a Redditor at all?
A Redditor?
Yeah,
that's what it's called?
Reddit, yeah, yeah.
Obviously not.
No.
Okay.
That's a Redditor? That's really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think you would like some of it, but hate most of it.
Yeah.
So we pulled a bunch of stuff that I think you'll like.
Yeah, I love to hate.
Jackie, do you go on Reddit?
I do.
Yeah?
I don't ever post, but I...
You're a lurker?
I'm a lurker.
Oh, my God.
Are you willing to say, like, your favorite subreddits?
Some of my top ones are, like, the Bikini Bottom Reddit.
Okay, that's a good one.
The SpongeBob meme one.
What the hell is this?
I'm on the general Real Housewives Reddits. I just be lurking there, and then I go city by city sometimes, and I'm like, I'm not that far along. I, you know, kind of pull back. I pop into the Smosh Reddit. I be lurking.
We got a Reddit?
Smosh does have a Reddit. So most of this stuff that we pulled today is from places like Am I the Asshole or Relationship Advice. These are like stories that people write anonymously to see like, hey, am I crazy in this situation? Mm. Is my friend being a jerk? Am I being a jerk? Mm. And they get weird.
Okay.
So buckle up.
All right. Is there a seatbelt?
No.
Okay.
No, you're on your own.
Okay.
Here we go. Here's our first story. This comes from Relationship Advice.
Mm.
So this is a 27-year-old woman.
Okay.
She says, how to tell my friend, who's a 26-year-old woman, she's being used by a guy who's 26 to make me jealous. I don't want my friend dating this guy that has a crush on me. Should I tell her to not pursue anything with him? There's this guy, let's call him Mike, I know through a mutual friend who occasionally comes out with us. In this particular friend group, there's 5 of us and 6 when Mike comes. Mike just moved to our state where we live about 6 months ago. He immediately took a liking to me, but he's not my type. I haven't even given him my number and will let him know we're not compatible. He isn't weird about it. After I curve him, he will go to do other stuff, but still may buy me a drink or some food throughout the night. Fast forward last night, my friend, let's call her Mariah, comes out with us. Mariah is normally part of another circle of friends, but she wanted to come out with us. The night starts out similar. He asks if I'll finally give him my number. I said no thanks. He jokes with me and then preoccupies himself. That is until Mariah comes and he meets her for the first time. Out of nowhere, he's chatting her up and they're laughing. They did a karaoke duet where Mike sounded awkward and couldn't dance or sing, but Mariah killed it. She tells how much she likes that Mike just is himself and isn't trying to act cool. I suspect Mike was trying to make me jealous. It didn't work because I don't like him, but it isn't fair to Mariah. She texted me letting me know she gave Mike her number and that he's taking her out on a date Saturday. How do I let her know Mike is just using her without hurting her feelings? She didn't know Mike has a crush on me. Sent on my phone, so excuse any typos. Okay, so...
See,
just to summarize, this guy Mike often hits on her, asks for a number.
Yeah.
She keeps telling him no. Finally, he goes and talks to someone else, and she's like, oh,
yeah,
I need to tell her that he's not actually into her.
Right. Yeah. The thing is, she doesn't know. Mike is hitting on all the girls in the group.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, straight up, he's trying to fuck all of them. He's talking to... He's talking to Shatia.
Yeah.
He's talking to Karen.
Yeah.
He's talking to Ashley.
Yeah.
He's also talking to Mariah. He's talking to whoever the other. He's talking to all of them. Mike does not care.
No. Yeah.
That's the thing about, like, a lot of guys, they just really don't care. They're just trying to get it in where they can, where they can fit in. And who's, what's the one girl's name?
Mariah?
No, not Mariah.
Oh,
the
OP?
One the one who's like, got, she's like, like kind of ego tripping. A little bit.
What's
main
her name?
Girl. She doesn't have
a name. She doesn't have a name, so we should just call her Janet.
You typically call the person who wrote it OP.
OP. So
original poster.
Okay, OP. So OP. Honestly, she has like, she has. I think a lot of people, we've all been in a situation where we like to be liked by someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think she's just, she's jealous because she's not getting the attention anymore, which is the problem. She wants the upper hand. And I feel like people that want the upper hand like that, like, you got to watch out for them.
You know, I have been in this situation before.
One in the upper hand?
Not me. I'm not OP.
Okay.
I am not. Not me, like... I'm at 27.
Okay.
Right.
I'm at 27.
Right.
No, it sounds like, I mean, the fact that she's so concerned about the fact that she needs to be the one to tell her, hey, he doesn't like you. You're a basic ass bitch.
Crazy.
He can't like you because he liked me first. And he's just trying to make me jealous. So I really don't want to get your feelings hurt because there's no way he's interested in you. He just wants me.
Someone in the comments accuses her of being jealous of the other woman, of Mariah. And she goes, no, that's not the case. I'm actually rooting for them. If he's not using her, but I know how guys are. Clearly you don't, and that's okay. But don't imply things on me because you don't know how guys work.
What?
I'm so sorry. Isn't she doing that to everybody involved in the situation?
Yo, guys, it's
that is what she's doing.
It's a whole projection screen. Whole projection screen. Wow.
A guy steps in to defend the woman and points out that the OP is indeed jealous. He goes, so a guy writes, I am a guy. I know how guys are. He's into her. Quit trying to make it about yourself. I've asked out more than one woman in a night. Every guy on the planet has.
Doesn't care.
Move along.
Move along.
She responds, have you asked out another woman's friend after said woman rejected you for 6 months? He responds, wouldn't think twice about it. I wouldn't ask out an ex's. I wouldn't ask out an ex's friend, but a friend of someone I had a crush on. That means nothing. Sorry, you don't have his attention anymore.
Ooh, yeah,
I think people don't realize like guys can often work like you know those toys that bump into a wall and they immediately just go like another
just
direction.
Just figure out just a new
like,
direction.
Okay, like and we just keep moving. Like,
well, I mean, also women do it too. Like I've hit on every one of Keith's friends that I meet that's single.
The funny thing about it, like all jokes aside. She's not lying. We're working on it right now.
I'm like, oh no, okay, not okay. Look.
I'm like, no, he's good. He's good.
Keith's on the side of the club.
Not that one.
Let me shake my ass with somebody else.
This one, he's cool.
Just Night at the Roxbury. Yeah. Just like, hey. I think this comment chain continues. So she says, after the guy says, hey, this is how guys work. Like we don't care. She goes, okay, well I should clarify, a gentleman wouldn't do that. At least not on the same night after asking for the girl they've been crushing on's number, but it is what it is. That's the problem with men today. No one is raising you all to be gentlemen.
Oh my God.
He then responds, right. I didn't realize you were the Royal Princess of Kuntenberg.
Oh!
And you deserve the etiquette of being properly honored by the man you rejected.
Woo!
He should sulk in shame for a minimum of a fortnight. Should he have brought you more food and drinks? How about a foot rub? Again, we can all see that you're upset he's moved along because you love the attention and freebies. Grow up.
Yo, this dude just clapped the back like none other. That's crazy. He's good.
What?
Yeah.
He's good.
When you started reading that last comment, I was like, has Damien entered the chat?
Oh, indeed!
Yeah, I was like, why is this in Damien's voice?
Someone else said, in regards to like her comments, they said her comments just make her look terribly jealous, regardless of what she says. If I were a betting gal, I say she likely wants to make sure her friend knows she is the main character.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone said, OP has now texted Mike in order to prove he liked her. And in his response, he's totally chill and doesn't give any indication. He's asking Mariah out to use her. A saga. Wow. That's just a whole lot. Yeah, because she could have easily been like, okay, cool, like, move on.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She had to make a whole thing out of it. She literally went to the internet to write about this.
Yes, because attention is a hell of a drug. Mm-hmm. If you get a certain amount of attention, and you, like, you get it for a little bit, once that's gone, you know what I mean? Some people, I know people that don't want attention, but they get it. And then when they don't get it, they make a big deal out of it. Like, legitimately, I know some people in my past that's like, yo, like, you say you don't want attention, but you do this and you do that and blah, blah, blah. Like, you want to be seen. You want to be seen. You want to be heard. You want all the focus on you. And, I mean, like, if you like it, just say that. But I think she's denying it. And that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah. That's the problem.
Because she's probably still single and alone.
See?
I mean, every indication shows that.
She's alone.
Because if the guy is hitting on her for 6 months straight and she doesn't say, I have a boyfriend or something.
Hold on. And that's why she's single.
And she's single in her little palace of Cuntingberg.
Cuntingberg. Man, that guy must have felt so great typing that out.
Yeah.
He's
like, man, this is my finest work.
He's like, he felt triggered. He said...
I felt so man-shamed.
I know.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm not a bad one.
Let's move on to the next one.
All right.
Am I the asshole for not helping my friend upgrade her TV even though my kid broke theirs?
Hold on, do we gotta read this one?
Sorry.
This feels pretty clear. Okay. Earlier this month, my friend had some people over, and a lot of us brought our kids. I brought my daughter, who's 5, and my son, who's 2, and supplied the main dish for lunch. The adults were talking in the living room when while the kids played throughout the house. Normally, at home, my daughter knows how to use the remote to turn on her shows. While we were talking, she found the remote and tried to turn on one of her shows. My friend was playing some music on the TV, so she wasn't allowed to do that. My friend told her to stop and told her to hand the remote over. My daughter didn't like that, of course, because she's 5 and 5-year-olds don't understand things like that.
Mm.
My friend, they don't understand questions. My friend kept demanding the remote, and my daughter started to get upset. I told my friend she's just a kid and she didn't mean anything bad, so she shouldn't be so demanding. She asked me to try to get the remote from her, but I felt like my daughter would have a tantrum if I took the remote, so I said no and leave her alone. She kept being demanding with my daughter and she threw the remote at the TV.
Oh!
After that, I picked her up and my son and took them to the car and went home. Mm. I couldn't deal with my friend and my daughter being mad at each other anymore. I didn't see anything wrong with the TV when I was leaving, but one small spot was broken. That's something wrong. My friend sent me pictures of it and asked me to pay to replace the TV. I felt like it was partly her fault because she was demanding with my daughter, but I decided to be the bigger person and just pay.
Oh my God.
I asked her to send me a link to the TV and I'd buy the new one. Here's where I think I might be the asshole. Now is where I might be the asshole. My friend said they were wanting to upgrade the TV, so I should send her the price of the old TV so they can get a better TV. I feel like that's taking advantage of my daughter and my kindness, so I said no. I told her I'd buy the same model TV and nothing else, which I think is fair. She told our friends who were also at the lunch, and they kept bugging me about sending her the money. They say it's all the same money to me, but it's the principle of the thing. Am I the asshole?
Okay.
Okay.
Why are we fighting with children?
First of all,
that's my first question.
The thing, and my thing, that problem is, it sounds like little Caitlin runs the house because the mom was afraid that she was gonna throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, where's the order? I'm just trying to think of my mom in a situation like this. My mom would not go for any of her friends' children. Like, no.
I wouldn't, with my mom, I wouldn't be making noise.
Come on, yes.
At the home.
I don't understand whenever, like, look, I'm not a parent. So, like, I it's a realm that I don't feel I can critique too much. But whenever I see kids, like, young kids who come up to strangers and demand shit of them, mm-hmm. I'm like, I remember being five and being scared shitless of like fucking with strangers.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Other adults, I had to be like,
stranger
whatever,
danger.
Like, or just even my parents' friends, I can't like fuck with them.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
if I go
yeah.
to someone's house, I can't fuck with their shit.
Right.
That's auntie. It's like, no, yes, auntie.
Look, see, this thing, I'm also not a parent, but
it's a parent.
But I'm not a parent, but I will critique, and that little girl, come on. We need some discipline right now.
The fact that it's like, no, that's her remote now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm like,
hey, you're fucked up for us. So speaking of discipline, there's an edit here. I don't know what everyone expects. It's not like I can spank her in front of everyone. You just think I don't discipline her at all, but people are so sensitive these days, I can't whoop her at my friend's house.
Well, whoop her when you get home. I'm sorry.
My reaction to that, it's like, it's not even about spanking. It's just like, you as the parent, hey, tell your daughter to give the remote back.
Yeah.
Like, why are you making your friend do this work?
Yeah.
Like, do it.
Also, how strong is the five-year-old's grip? Take the remote.
No, like
this is my future Olympian daughter.
Yeah. Oh my god. She's like as big as the rock.
Yeah.
Like,
and threw it at a TV and broke it. I mean,
she's got some muscle.
She's gonna get a scholarship someday.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, she brings up, it's not like I can spank her in front of everyone, as if that's the only option.
Yeah.
Right? There's a million things, I assume.
You can threaten a child and it works well.
I've gotten a couple of threats.
I've gotten threatened.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, I stay in line. If you're in line, stay in line.
Mm-hmm. Stay in line. That's right.
Just.
I'm still scared.
Fuck.
I am a rule follower to this day.
Oh my God, that is true.
It's true. I'm like, wait, what? I didn't want to do anything wrong. I'm still scared of authority. Nothing. I never got hit. Nothing ever happened to me. Mm. I just knew. I just respect authority.
So yeah, and then there's the financial side of this. And she's just, the friend is just asking for the price of the original TV so that they can put it towards, she doesn't want her to buy the old TV again.
Okay.
She wants, hey, just the amount of money that it was worth so that we can buy a new TV.
Yeah.
And for some reason she has an issue with that, but it's like, well, it's the same money.
The mom of the daughter has issues with everything, honestly. Mm. The daughter, like, it's just too much for me.
Yeah.
It's too much. And I think the friend is actually being logical. You know what I mean? Like, straight up logical, to the point, this is what it is. And I think I really hope that somewhere along the way, the mom with the daughter, I hope that she can, like, she learns to discipline her daughter some type of way, because this kid is on her way to jail. She on her way to jail. I'm just telling you.
I
got a couple cousins, and it gives that. And they are in jail.
You know where they're at? Jail.
No, hold on. Prison.
Oh my God.
She's going to prison.
I feel like it's a fair ask. Or like if she's like, okay, she dented the TV, and if she feels like she's being taken advantage of, it's like, there's also, do you want to replace the screen of the TV? I will send you the money to replace the screen. It's
That's
like, because like, there is a difference between taking your broken phone to Apple versus taking it to like a little kiosk.
Yes,
and they just, you know, like $80 float you that to fix the screen. Some of us have done that.
Yeah, you've done that?
Yeah.
I've got friends, some of my friends done it, I've never done it.
Yes, I mean, there's other ways.
There's also, I'm also the type that, like, look, aesthetics matter, but if it was like the TV, if like the frame of the TV was maybe a little messed up, but the screen works perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah. We're moving on.
I think I'm someone who'd be like, fine, it depends. I probably wouldn't want to talk to this person anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just such shitty behavior.
But Shane, you avoid conflict.
Yes.
We don't have to talk about that right now.
Yes.
Shane's like, yeah, I never talked about that.
But also, it's
again.
Like, so anyways, moving on.
Yeah.
But like, it's not like this is gonna get any better. And if someone is this selfish, it's like, are you expecting them to just change overnight? Like, but we have some comments here. You owe her the money. However your friend uses it, however your friend uses it is up to her. Maybe parenting your child would be cheaper next time. Someone else says, you're the asshole. For one thing, your attitude absolutely sucked. If you can't teach your children to respect other people's houses, you shouldn't be taking them there.
Boom.
Your child acted horrendously, and you have the nerve to get upset at your friend? Yeah, that's not cool. Also, you're the asshole for not doing the right thing and just sending her the cost of the TV. Your kid broke it. Pay for what your child broke, period.
Yes, you break, you buy.
And last comment, the comment about five-year-olds not understanding thing kills me. I teach five-year-olds, and the only ones who don't understand boundaries and rules are the ones whose parents don't give them boundaries. Even my kids who come to me from special ed understand the basic rules about respecting other people's stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah, I feel like by five, you can have a general sense of don't break other people's TVs.
Yes,
absolutely.
Don't throw a remote at the TV.
Yo, I was doing a whole of math equations by five. None of y'all believe me. I was lying.
I wanted to get out pen and paper and do some math equations right now.
I was reading in French at five.
Let's cut to the clip of us all trying to 47, whatever that fucking math was in Beopardy. 42, 47.
42, 45.
45, oh
46.
My God. Don't embarrass me.
I am embarrassed. I'm still thinking about that episode.
There's a lot of pressure.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah,
okay.
Kids understand. Kids are more, they're brighter than what we give them credit for.
Kids are smart. I love talking to kids like adults.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
Not like fighting with children, but just like, I mean, kids are really smart.
Yes.
They're very smart.
Absolutely.
And so it's like, let's not undermine the child.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, okay.
Next story. Would I be the asshole for not attending my twin brother's surprise birthday dinner when I was only invited as a guest? Okay. Okay, so I get it. It's their birthday too.
Right.
So it's like,
yeah.
Okay, here we go. So I'm a twin. My brother and I hang out all the time, and we are super close. In a few days, it's our 25th birthday. We share the same friend group, and we're all really close and have been since high school. He has a close group of girlfriends, about five of them, who I have also known for many years. I would class them as being closer with him in recent years, but we are still good friends and socialize often together. Now, I have been added to a group chat labeled My Brother's Name Surprise Dinner. It is a surprise birthday dinner for my twin brother organized by one of the girls in that group, and they have invited me as a guest. One of them also said in the group that it would be nice to see me as well. So I just feel like an afterthought. I wouldn't really have minded if the girls wanted to organize a surprise birthday evening exclusively for my brother and themselves, but they have also invited my partner and some of my brother and I's closest friends. This feels inconsiderate and quite upsetting, as I can't understand why I would be invited to my literal twin brother's surprise birthday dinner with me only invited as a guest, as it is also my birthday involving all of our friends. My girlfriend also found this action to be extremely rude and wondered why this girl didn't just reach out to her and then they could have organized a surprise involving both of us instead, or have just involved both my brother and I and left the surprise element out of it. In the chat, it is clearly stated that we are all to arrive at one time while my brother is due to arrive 20 minutes later. The thought of attending makes me feel weird because it's just a celebration for his birthday when he and I are literally born on the same day. This isn't new information to the organizer. Also, every year my brother and I do something together because we want to and because we have the same friends. Mm-hmm. Last year, our friends and my girlfriend set up a massive dinner for our birthday to which everyone was invited, including the girl group. Now I'm at a crossroads. I don't know whether or not to attend. On one hand, if I don't go, I will feel left out because our mutual friends are going. But on the other hand, if I do go, I will feel like I am letting myself get disrespected, and I will likely feel uncomfortable as it feels like only my brother is being celebrated. So would I be the asshole if I took a stand and didn't go? There's an edit here. My girlfriend has just checked the chat, and the organizer has booked the dinner for 10 people and a set menu. There are currently 11 attending, excluding my girlfriend and I. If we went, this would make it way over capacity. Now we really aren't sure if we should go, because what if we turn up and there is no room? This makes it slightly more awkward, as we may not be able to just pull up a chair and join. The dinner is tomorrow also. What?
Yes, he is the asshole. See, this is my thing. If he would have RSVP'd earlier, he would have a seat for sure.
That's kind of unimportant. He's using that as an excuse of the reason I shouldn't go is there's maybe not enough room for me anyways.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's definitely doing a whole woe is me kind of
thing.
Now, here's the like defense for this guy is that it's all of his friends. It's like his whole social circle.
But they're not as close anymore.
Still the friend group.
It's his friend group. Gotcha. It's he and his brother's friend group. And so it is his birthday also.
Okay.
But everyone's just asking him to come to his brother's surprise birthday party. I think he's feeling like nobody's acknowledging that it's his birthday as well. I understand that. I'm going to say, like, I understand where he's coming from.
Yes.
I think he needs to communicate that better.
Yeah.
And understand that more, like.
Yeah.
Or he could just show up and it'd be his birthday, too. That's what I do sometimes. If my friends have a birthday, I'm like, oh, it's my birthday, too.
I mean.
on their birthdays that aren't your birthday.
You like, know?
I think it's also that he's being looped in as like, it's a surprise for his brother.
Oh.
And so it's like, it's just very much like, oh, okay, like, cool.
I got an easy fix. He could show up with his brother and act like he doesn't know. Boom. Surprise! Mm. Happy birthday to y'all!
See, and this is where the emotions of it all come in.
Oh, I can see that.
I feel like his feelings are hurt.
Definitely.
Right? Like, and I think, I feel like if he does not want to go, he does not have to go. He can do whatever he wants. Mm. It is his birthday. Yeah. He can spend his birthday doing whatever he wants. If he doesn't feel celebrated, he is not required to go. That's okay. Mm. If he wants to do something with his brother or celebrate with that group of friends where he feels like he's the center of attention, then maybe they can plan another thing. Or when he was added to said group chat, that is when you go up to the side of the group chat and you'd be like, hey, like hey, can we talk about this?
Right.
Or like, can we just like,
you know, it's my birthday too.
Yeah, like, that's hey, right. Like, I'm feeling like this feels weird or like, you know what I mean? Or if his girlfriend wants to do that on his behalf and like side, you know, whoever's organizing it, because it seems like the intent for the friend group is like good, right? And also, like, maybe it's like, okay, maybe he needs his own little surprise party to make himself feel better. Like, not to be rude.
No, no, for sure.
I think a lot of it's the framing of it. The way that they're like, yeah, you can come as well. Like, it wasn't like, oh, it's your birthday also.
No, that's how they don't like him. There must, that's how I know. Because this is the thing. Have you ever been friends with a brother and a sister or like whatever?
Yes.
And there's always the one that's just like, we don't really want them to come.
Yes.
Oh, you can come too.
Yes.
You've been there?
I have been in similar situation.
Mm-hmm. He has some character flaws.
But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, he has agency. Like, if he doesn't want to go, he doesn't have to go. He can just be like, no, we're not. Yeah, it feels shitty. Like, I get that it feels shitty. If he doesn't want to go, he doesn't have to go. Because it's like, hey, I'm not going. I don't want to. I feel weird. Like, whatever. Yeah, and he can do whatever he wants to do.
It's very, and the verdict was overwhelmingly not the asshole.
Yeah.
People sided with him.
Yeah.
I think the only thing I'm thinking is like, it feels like if he doesn't go, like, his brother didn't do anything wrong.
No.
And is that, like, him not showing up? Like, I would kind of be like, I don't know, it'd be hard to then not show up to my brother's. Like, I would want a surprise for him, too. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I get that. And I feel like that's got to be a tough dilemma for twins of, like, you're always lumped together.
Mm-hmm.
You never get your own individual thing.
Yeah.
I can't help but think that. It's like neither of them ever get to have their own individual party.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's where it's like, okay, if the girlfriend also feels like, if everyone feels like, oh, like, that's weird, and like, yeah, it is inconsiderate. Like, it is absolutely inconsiderate. And because you're in this scenario, okay, then what, right? Like, how are you gonna celebrate yourself? What do you wanna do for your birthday? Is this the day that you go to Six Flags by yourself on your 25th birthday?
Oh, it sounds terrible when all the friends are gonna be on the...
But like, it's like, or is someone gonna organize, like, is your girlfriend gonna organize you your own thing?
Oh, if yeah, that's he does have a girlfriend. Like, where's she at?
She's mad. She's upset. She's upset for him.
Sounds like some homegirl's got to plan a party.
Right.
Yeah. I guess that is also, that all does suck, is that like days before, it's like basically your whole friend group says, hey, we're not celebrating your party.
Yeah.
They're doing nothing for your birthday because we're doing this.
But he also didn't plan a birthday.
True. It's true.
Like especially, look, birthdays are a tricky situation.
True.
It's a tricky situation. That's a really awful reference.
What happened?
Sorry. That's a really deep cut from the Wedding Singer musical. Mm. Anyway, no, but like, so, okay, like, let's also, we're all talking hypotheticals. So, like, this dude is also like, I wonder what we're gonna do for my birthday. Like, he's just like, oh, they planned, like, You can plan a birthday?
Can I say something, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have a theory.
Yeah, go ahead.
What if there is a surprise for him planned?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Never freaking know.
Yeah. Because, yeah, it's like, it is strange that this friend group invited his friends.
Yeah.
So this feels fishy. But there's an update.
Okay, this might change everything.
And everything's different. Hey, sorry guys, I know you all have been wanting an update, but I felt like I really had to sit with my feelings for a few days and really think about the nuances of the situation. I also want to thank you all for your supportive comments. It made me feel like I wasn't going crazy. Haha.
Happy birthday.
There's been a lot of common questions, so I'll try to answer those first. Could this be a secret surprise for me too? No, definitely not. I was added to the group chat with all the other guests and was given instructions on when to be there and when we would all surprise my brother. Also, this girl is not that thoughtful, haha. And if it was a secret surprise, my partner would have known and wouldn't have just let me suffer in silence. Does this girl have a crush on my brother?
What?
I was actually... So I guess people were asking if she has a crush on his brother. I was actually impressed by people's intuition. It's not really a straightforward crush. She's been hot and cold with him, but they aren't together. Mm. I do think that she tries hard to be the most important girlfriend in his life, though. So I think her organizing his surprise dinner is her way of further trying to achieve that status. So you guys were spot on. To the few who said that I need to get out of my feelings and go, I would have absolutely had no problem at all if they wanted to do something with just my brother alone.
Yeah.
If they had just left it to their girl group to celebrate him and left me out of it, I respect that they are closer to my brother and I would have been happy for him. The problem arises when I'm invited as a bystander and my partner and some of my best friends are invited too, while completely disregarding that it's my birthday also.
Yeah.
That's what made me feel shitty. Why haven't some of my closest friends who are invited say anything? Haven't they said anything? I got a call from a friend the day of the dinner, and he said he spoke with our other close friend, and they agreed that it was extremely rude and a strange thing to do. I asked him why none of them spoke up on my behalf, and he just apologized and said he didn't have any excuses for it. They still ended up going to the dinner. My other close friend rang up the day, and she said that she is not attending because it doesn't feel right to do. Then this close friend ended up texting one of the girls from the group, explaining why she won't be there. The girl then responded with excuses and said it's not that big of a deal.
Whoa!
So I spoke to my other close friends who are also twins. They weren't invited to the dinner. And they weren't invited. And just asked them how they would feel if they were in this situation. They pretty much said what the majority of you all said. They were so angry on my behalf and said it is extremely messed up and that they wouldn't go if this was them. They then created new dinner plans with myself, my girlfriend, and my brother, and our closest friends so that we can do a new celebration after our birthday instead.
Yeah.
I didn't go to the dinner. It was two nights ago, so my girlfriend and I went to see a movie instead. We figured if we took the radio silent route, our absence would hopefully speak for itself. I was really considering saying something in that chat, but I was also not wanting them to paint me as aggressive. I was also considering calling my brother the morning of and ruining the surprise because I wanted to let him know what was going on and just talk to him. But at the same time, I felt like an asshole doing that to him. I wanted him to have his moment too. So I decided to wait until the day after the dinner to say something. I spoke to my brother yesterday and showed him the post, and he recognized that it was very rude and stupid of her and said it felt weird for him too. He explained he had nothing to do with it, which of course I already knew that, and let him know that I never blamed him for it at all. He said that at the dinner, the organizer said that she invited me and my partner, but that we just didn't come. So he wasn't actually aware that I was invited only as a guest until afterwards.
Mm.
But he hasn't said anything to her yet. I'm not sure if he will mention something to her later on or not, though. The organizer hasn't said anything to me either, but I don't really care about hearing from her anyway.
Yeah.
Yesterday, both me and my brother went to the new celebration dinner together, which was really nice, and we both had a really good time. So really, this whole thing just highlights who my actual friends are.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Wow.
I am drained.
I know.
Yeah,
that and you know what?
Draining.
That girl, she's fuming because yeah. She wasn't invited. Look, I.
Oh, because she wasn't invited. To
there's no fucking way she was invited to the and she's just at home like.
Yeah. So now it's gonna be a tit for tat thing. This relationship's not gonna work.
Bitches, man. No, I'm kidding.
I don't know. You know what? I really think that you know sometimes you just got to speak up and say what it is. Like, you know, he could have texted the group chat and said, hey, guys, I'm not dead yet. Just been passive aggressive.
Oh, like, straight I was like, communicate passive aggressive.
He could have went there. This is the thing. Sometimes you got to play. I don't mean that.
I guess ultimately it's a happy story. It worked out. Between the brothers, I mean, I don't know. This, I agree.
Are they conjoined?
Yes.
He was gonna be there the whole time.
He's like, what are you texting?
He's like, no, I'm not coming.
Guys, I forgot to tell my mom happy birthday.
Is it today?
No, it was a couple weeks ago. She said, you know, my birthday was April 23rd.
Oh.
And I said. Happy birthday. I felt so bad.
Because she was just here, Key.
She was just
and
here.
And she pampered this boy.
She did pamper me. But the thing is, I have a lot going on. I sound so bad. Mom, I love you, girl. Happy birthday. I'll make it up one day.
Sorry,
you
Mom. Said... You're here on the list. I got so much else going on.
I want to know what you had going on her birthday.
Truly, truly forgot. I was also Austin, so I wasn't like here. I was like, you know.
Yeah, I know.
I was in a different time zone. I thought it maybe.
Yeah, I didn't know the time.
You were probably closer to her time zone because of where you
Leave
were.
Leave me alone.
Sorry, not me knowing your
Do
life.
Do I sound like a terrible person?
No, it happens.
It's okay. It's okay. Am I the asshole for wanting my friend to delete a picture off of his phone? I will tell you the story by steps. One, five friends and I go partying while on a trip.
Aye.
Two, a group of girls approach. Three, a friend watches me talking with one of the girls and takes a picture of us. Four, at the end of the night, I ask him to delete the picture because my girlfriend has serious trust issues. And if she saw the picture, she would freak out, even though we were just having a casual conversation. Five, he refuses because he said I have a picture of him intoxicated with alcohol, so he doesn't want to delete that picture. We've been friends for 10 plus years. We both have a ton of embarrassing pictures of each other, and he has me puking wasted. I told him the pictures were just memories, and he also had plenty of pictures of me in those circumstances. I pleaded with him for a solid 10 minutes and explained why that picture could be catastrophic for my relationship. Six, he denied. Seven, I bargained with him that we both delete all the embarrassing pictures. Eight, he denied. He wanted just to delete that one and I to delete everything. Nine, after 45 minutes of bargaining, I got desperate. 10, I went full ballistic and told him the price he was paying if he didn't delete it.
What? Hold on. Are we talking money?
Murder?
11, he refused. 12, I disassembled the door in a non-peaceful manner and reminded him of the price of his stubbornness.
Oh my God.
I disassembled the door in a non-peaceful manner is the most,
man.
That's the scariest shit I've ever heard.
It's giving a serial killer.
It's giving a Terminator.
Oh my God.
13, he gave me his phone and I deleted the photos from recently deleted Google Drive and Google Photos. 14, am I the asshole?
What ew,
the
ew.
Fuck?
Yo, like, so this is a thing. When it comes down to certain friendships, sometimes you can go there and, like, play. Like, this was obviously the, like, he was not letting this happen at all. Like, this was, like, the cutoff. This is where he wanted to opt out. And, like, if you have a good friend, like, me and my friends, we keep it going. Like, this is my thing. I don't think he would ever send the picture to the guy's girlfriend at all. But if you have embarrassing pictures of each other, like, why not keep it? You know what I mean? Just in case. Just in case.
Not me thinking. The way that this man is going at these points, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna delete it. And I'm like, it's going on my hard drive, absolutely.
Wait. Yeah.
On 13, he said, he gave me his phone and I deleted the photos from recently deleted Google Drive and Google Photos.
Right.
So he went through everything.
Exactly.
And I like how he says he gave me his phone. It's like, well, you just busted down his door.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this was consensual. Like, I think he was terrified.
I'm sorry, this man is cheating on this woman.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't even know if that's the worst part of this guy at this point.
He's cheating.
He is doing that. I think he's also killing people on the side.
Serial killer for
sure. He's absolutely cheating.
Extra info that he wrote down, this is also numbered.
Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Oh, so we can all follow along.
One, girlfriend's trust issues are due to family history, not my fault. Two, we are all 25. Three, it was literally a conversation about a class we had. Indeed, casual conversation. Four, all the conversation was on our way home, and when we arrived, I busted his bedroom door. We are roomies on a trip. Five, I'll pay for the door. I don't understand what his need is for keeping that photo and ruining a 10 plus year friendship. I think a friend wouldn't even think about putting you in that situation. He knows my girlfriend has trust issues because of personal causes, unless being fully aware of the context and possible consequences. I just think this guy is nuts.
But like Jackie was right. He's straight up cheating.
Oh, for
sure. He just said, it's not my fault.
It's not my
fault. Anybody that says it's not their fault, it's their fault.
Yeah, the fact that you have this picture and if you don't delete it, you're the reason that you're going to disrupt this 10 plus. How did I get involved like this?
I just think if someone busts down my door, I'm probably gonna have to call that quits. Like, that's a lot. That's scary.
Bro, why aren't we friends? You broke my door down.
And you said you disassembled it in a non-peaceful way.
Yeah.
That's somehow worse than the actual kicking down the door.
Yeah, because at least you know it's coming.
Yeah. If he had, I'm not kidding. If he had said, I busted down his door, I would judge him less harshly. It's because he said that shit.
Yeah, it was
sneaky.
That's
some weird shit.
It's sneaky because he's like trying to like rewrite this narrative in a very specific way where it's like, who the fuck says it like that? Yeah. Like, are you trying to go to court?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, absolutely.
I broke the door down in a non-peaceful manner. Yeah.
And like reminded him of the price of his stubbornness.
Yeah, like how does he talk to other people? Mm-hmm. I don't trust him. Mm-mm. I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So some comments here. I disassembled the door in a non-peaceful manner and reminded him of the price of his stubbornness. This is the weirdest way to say you broke a fucking door in. This is just slightly below saying, somehow the door got busted down. Someone else said, the numbering style irritates me almost as much as all these red flags.
wow, that's funny.
Someone said, this seems like an everyone sucks here situation. OP for obvious reasons. The friend because what the fuck, unless he caught them like making out or something. And if the girlfriend is really that jealous and insecure, it just sounds like everyone sucks. Yeah. I'd be curious what this photo looks like and what the context is. Was he just like...
You know what the photo is? Is him like... like they're not making out, but it's like, hey, girl. Are you drinking the cranberry vodka tonight? Cause my girlfriend loves the cranberry vodka. that's the photo. That's the photo.
What do you think the friend's motivation? What was the friend's motivation in taking it? Do you think he's literally trying to like?
Yes.
He's trying to uncover it.
What is in the mise en scène of the photo that would cause the trust issues with the girl?
Yeah.
Get away from me.
Like, why is it so damning? What is he doing?
Yeah. There's something they're not telling. We need another numbered list.
Yes,
oh my God, I don't think I have another one in me.
He's like,
he did it.
Yeah. He's like, also, the update. I cheated on her one time, but it's because she went on a long vacation and didn't tell me.
We were on a break.
She was really sick, so we couldn't have sex.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I fucked someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she shouldn't have gotten sick.
All right. Moving on from that psycho.
She shouldn't have had her immune system fall in an unpeaceful way.
Accurate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Weirdo.
Am I the asshole for helping my friend get a job?
Why are all these hitting so close to home? I'm exhausted. I'm tired of friends. I'm tired of family. I'm tired of everybody.
Okay.
Tired of my cats.
Jackie, woosah. I need to woosah.
Am I the asshole for helping my friend get a job? This is a 35-year-old woman, convinced my best friend, a 25-year-old woman, to join the business I was in.
Oh.
Let's call her Sarah. I explained to her that we could make a lot of money and be our own bosses by selling various household items. Okay. She was skeptical at first, but I managed to persuade her by showing her how much I had already made and telling her that this was the perfect opportunity for us to be financially free. Okay. She said all the buzzwords. Sarah quit her job to focus on the business full time, I did.
Sarah's a 25-year-old?
Yeah. So we attended all the meetings and events together, and we were both convinced that we were going to be successful.
Yeah, it's Herbalife.
However...
Herbalife!
I actually think you're right.
It's either completely. Herbalife, LuLaRoe, or it is, what is it?
Mary Kay.
Avon?
Avon?
However, Sarah just wasn't good at it. She struggled to make sales. No matter how hard she tried, she just lacked the charisma needed to make it and was too worried about bothering her family by asking them to buy. She eventually fell behind on rent and was evicted from her apartment. She had nowhere to go and ended up living on the streets. Even then, she still believed in the business and thought that she just needed to work harder to make it work, but has now decided that it is my fault she lost everything. Mm. Our other friends are calling me an asshole and saying I'm the reason she and her kid are homeless.
Oh.
Looking back, I don't feel much remorse for what happened to Sarah. I was just trying to help her.
Oh my
it's
God.
Not my fault she couldn't make it work. I am sorry she is in a rough situation, but she could have been more committed and worked harder. So am I the asshole for getting my friend the job of her dreams? You just said she worked her ass off and quit her job for it.
Oh
what?
Oh my God.
You know what? It's probably Cutco. Probably out here selling knives.
Have either of you ever been approached to join an MLM at all? Has that ever happened? Have you ever had friends get into it?
Oh, what? Yes.
Really? Like,
yes.
I've never actually experienced. This is clearly a multi-level marketing scam where mm-hmm. or a scheme where you buy stuff and you need to sell it to other people for more money.
Like Herbalife.
Yes. Literally Herbalife. The shape of the structure is like a pyramid. So it starts here and you sell it to people and then they buy that and then they sell it to more people and it's a pyramid scheme and it's like
people on your downline.
Yeah.
By adding more people to your downline. Everyone. Well, I'm not explaining it to you. I'm just in general explaining.
Yeah, yeah. But so for people at home.
Yeah. So you just add people onto your team, and as they buy product, you get a cut back of the money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whether or not they sell it, it's the fact that they purchased product mm-hmm. that you are then getting a percentage. Mm-hmm. And so then people are left with all of this product,
and they don't
sell it. Yep. Yes, I.
Well,
the design of it is someone gets fucked along the way.
Yeah.
And Sarah got fucked along the way.
You
got
to get in early.
Multi-level marketing is a pyramid scheme, but it involves a product to kind of cover it up a little bit. But it's a pyramid scheme.
Yeah. Yeah.
And ultimately, someone gets fucked along the way.
Can I give a shout out to my fifth grade teacher who hit me up on Facebook? It was like, hey, Keith, do you want to make some extra money?
Oh, my God.
And I know it was her. And I know it was her because we ended up getting on the phone. So she was like. I'm serious. You know how sometimes like there's like
you somebody. Need money, yeah.
So look, so she was like, she hit me up. She was like, hey, how have you been? It's fifth grade, you know, all of that. I'm like, yo, hey, so-and-so, Miss So-and-so. We'll call her Miss So-and-so, okay? So I was like, hey, Miss So-and-so. She was like, it's been so long. Do you have time to get on a phone call and this, that, and the other? Mind you, she was like one of my favorite teachers.
Damn.
She was great. She was really sweet to me. She used to put me in some art shows here and there because I used to like paint and stuff. So she was like really cool.
Yeah.
Not my favorite teacher, but like a really good teacher.
And she thought you were her most gullible student.
And this is the thing. So we got on the phone call. And I'm like, yo, how's everything? She was like, everything's great, but I wanted to talk to you about this, Herbalife. Straight up, she was like, you know, she explained to me all the things and this and other. She was like, but you need to like start out. You start out with giving $1,000, and then from there, you know what I mean. You know, we'll be in the y'all. I was like, hold on, I thought I liked you. You know what I mean? I thought we were like cool, but like I knew it was something wrong. I'm like, somebody asking me for any money to do some stuff. Like you hit me up. Why do I have to pay $1,000?
Yeah.
Can you just give me $1,000?
And the thing about MLMs too is like it's like every generation, like it gets repackaged every couple of years. So like I have a friend that did LuLaRoe and like I'm not pro MLMs by any means, but for where she was at the time, like having her selling really well, like having that money in a certain place, like yes, she lost at the end of it, but like having this surplus at the time did help her out. But specifically like with LuLaRoe, which is like they sell these. No, not me, marketing. They sell buttery soft leggings. but there's a documentary called LuLaRich that's fascinating about like that MLM specifically. But there's like doTERRA with the essential oils. It's really popular for my Utah girlies. Yeah. The fact that she does not see how she is involved is a red flag.
I mean, because, like, you're involved in these things. She knew she was getting her friend into a situation that could completely fuck her over.
Absolutely.
I don't think she does because she's thriving.
Do you think she's really? Do you think
she's
really?
She's in it.
She's truly in denial, or like mm-mm. just truly blinded by.
The real problem is that she didn't offer her friend and the kid to stay at her place. That's a problem. Like if you get somebody to start doing some things, it doesn't work out. I mean, me personally, I'd be like, yo, come stay with me until you get stuff figured out, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
But, like, they're homeless.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. She's 10 years older than her, and, like, you know, 25 isn't super young, but it's also, like, I think she probably is preying on people she knows she can convince to get into this, and, like...
Yes, and... I feel like people in MLMs that deep in that are like, this is an amazing opportunity.
They don't know.
Like, they believe it. Like, mm-hmm. that's the other thing that, like...
Because money's coming in.
Yeah, because she's making money.
Yeah.
It is money-based. Like, yes, she might be preying on her, but, like, you can hear it in the way that she has this post that, like, she doesn't see... She's like, well, you just didn't do it well. Like, mm-hmm. I'm thriving. Like,
right.
You just couldn't cut it. And that's unfortunate because you couldn't. Like, you need to pick yourself up by your bootstraps, and, you know, you really need to find housing for you and your kid. Like, maybe find another job. But I did everything I can in this situation.
And
it's crazy.
And there's
ridiculous.
The one of the comments here pointing out, you didn't help her get a job. She had a job, and now she doesn't have a job thanks to you. You enrolled her in a multi-level marketing scheme. Oh, you're the asshole. Yeah, it's true. She did. She was really trying to pull her away. Like, she was fine.
Yeah.
She didn't need this. Like, she really was trying to, like...
The girl is, honestly, she's really gullible. This thing, where are her other friends? Because, like, you should... I always try to reach out to different friends before I make, like, a certain decision. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
and sometimes he listens, and sometimes he doesn't.
That's true. I would not do it at all. I would not do any of this.
I completely understand how people fall into this.
Yeah.
I completely understand.
But when you I don't know. She had a great job. That's the part
I don't know how... Let's see.
She had a job.
Yeah, I don't know if she had a great Sarah quit her job to focus. It just said she had a job. I highly doubt it was like, obviously she must have had incentive to be
job.
She has a kid. Like, she probably was hoping, oh man, I can have, be in a place where this is
have financial freedom.
Would y'all do it?
No.
I just need to ask. I need to know who my friends are.
There have been times in my life where I'm like, I really want this financial freedom. So if this is presented to me in a way where I'm like, I'm going to make money, like, I could see myself potentially doing it, right? Because it's also like a mind. It's like a mind game. It's like wherever you're at when you're broke.
Yeah.
When you're broke.
Yep.
Like, you will do if this is a way out of that. Mm. I could see myself falling into at this point. No, because I know more now. Mm. But like,
would you do
understand
something
strange
for a piece of change?
Would I do something strange for a piece of change?
Yeah.
Are we not on Smosh? Absolutely.
I guess I I'd be hypocritical. I mean, no, if I said no, if I was going back to pre-25 and like the whole, like, if the crypto thing happened when I was like in my early 20s, I could have seen myself. Just because you're just like, yeah, this is technology.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is
yes.
like whatever.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It's like I said about birthdays with egos. Like, if a human sees an opportunity to be like, I can make a ton of money very easy.
Yes.
It's like, we're hardwired, like, American culture hardwires us to be like, yeah. Like,
NFTs?
Yeah.
People are real quiet. NFT Nation's
what
so
happened?
Quiet. I don't know what's going on.
I forgot
on.
That even happened.
Like, you know what I mean?
It
like,
did disappear.
It kind of like...
Whoa.
Like,
but some people made some good money
they
off
did,
of
no,
that.
No, they did. But not everybody.
Yeah, not everybody. But the people that did, you know, like...
What was it? Buy the drop!
Buy the dip! Oh my God. I forgot about NFTs. Mm-hmm.
Last thing to just really seal how insane she is. To everyone saying it's a pyramid scheme, it's not. I am just cultivating my own career by selling items. It's a really cool business model, and I'm honored to be a part of it. All right, moving on.
Yes.
Am I the asshole for playing around with deep fake nude technology on my friends?
Ew.
Hold on. No. Read that again, Shane. Read that again for me, because I'm not... Hold on. Wait now.
Am I the asshole for playing around with deep fake nude technology on my friends?
That's so weird.
That is... That takes the cake for maybe the most immediately obvious title in all of these.
Oh, that's so gross. Deepfakes in general, like, skews me out so bad, but like...
It's horror sci-fi novel shit. Like, it's... long story short, I'm interested in emerging tech. Deepfakes and AI in particular, and I've been playing around with some AI image generators lately. Mostly harmless stuff. My day job is in programming, so it's a particular fascination for me. That said, I can be curious about the darker side of the web, and since the deepfake scene has taken hold there, I tried to create some deepfake nudes using pictures of celebrities, models I pulled off the internet, that sort of thing. And yes, I tested it on a couple pictures of friends I pulled from social media. Well, the wife didn't take too kindly to that. You're married? Well, the wife didn't take too kindly to that when she came across some of the photos on my laptop. She didn't believe me when I told her that I was more interested in the process than the result, even when I showed her the other AI images I had been working on. She called it a major breach of trust and is considering telling our friends about it, the ones in the pictures. It's been a couple days, and she is barely speaking to me. It's the colon and dash, so it's the like, or colon, colon slash, so it's the... Oh my God. She also saw a photo of her sister in there that was just the original from Facebook, but still, I think that spooked her some more. So he didn't make a deep fake of her, but she was on the conveyor belt on the way there.
Oh my God.
Babe, if you're making deep fakes and it's not me, then like, what the fuck? If you're about to deep fake,
what if his wife, there's none of her? That. It's like,
babe,
what?
I wanted to respect your privacy.
I know I should have deleted the pictures so that it didn't seem like I was doing anything with them. And I've apologized repeatedly, but I feel like telling our friends isn't necessary because they won't understand and it could ruin our friendships. It could. She thinks that I need help and that our relationship depends on it, which I feel like is a little harsh. So I think to be clear, because there's been a lot of dialogue about deepfakes, and I think this is obvious that it is like, what's the exact terminology of like, you're not getting their consent. Like it is a massive, I think it is effectively a crime. Like what he's doing is not just, oh, it's unethical and you're an asshole. It's like, I think this is criminal. This definitely requires consent. It's such an unbelievable breach in so many ways that is beyond belief. If he really was like, oh, I'm curious about the process and all this stuff, he could have fucking made nudes of Jar Jar Binks or like some, but it still would have been weird. But like character or something.
I'm sorry.
If he wanted, but like really.
But what about Jar Jar Binks?
I think in general, this is already weird that he's like, oh, I'm curious about the process of deep fake nudes. It's like, you're fucking weird, man.
Yeah, it's something he's not telling
but,
us.
But the fact that he's like, so I used my friends. It's like, what? Like,
he's into this. This is a kink.
And also, I don't like that he is like, oh, well, before I was just using celebrities and models. Like, those are people, too, that you are also taking and making this stuff. This is really, really, really messed up.
Yeah.
I think this guy has a little bit of a kink, obviously, that he needs to, like, get some help. And it's okay. We all need help in different areas. But this is weird. I wouldn't recommend. I wouldn't want to see deep fakes of y'all. Sorry.
Don't put me in it. I don't want to be in the conversation.
I think this is probably the tip of the iceberg, because when he said like, I can be curious about the darker side of the web, I'm like, you're into weird.
Yeah,
things,
I was like
man.
Anakin immediately. Just like, Anakin and Natalie Portman.
If this is the stuff that he has saved on his computer,
yes.
What stuff is he doing and looking at?
But what's his wife is upset about it, and he doesn't understand that there's an issue.
Yeah,
that's the part that really gets me. That's sick.
That's divorce. Like divorce.
He should be embarrassed.
Get out of this. He should be more than embarrassed. Like he needs therapy.
The fact that he doesn't understand the issue is honestly. The issue.
It's terrible.
it's like, okay, he has a kink, potentially, yes, but like the fact that you don't understand why your wife is upset, that you even have had the thought to pull her sister's picture into the folder that said, people I want to deep fake into sex. Like, people who I want to see their fake nudes of, my sister?
Yeah. I'm also not technologically savvy, but I would say the process for other types of deep fakes of like, deep faking your friend into having like a suit of armor is the same process as deep faking them as nude.
True.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Very specific.
He's definitely doing this for weird reasons and he's trying to come up with excuses for it.
Yeah.
So there's some comments here. You're the asshole. Does this whole thing not feel creepy to you? There are so many other types of deep fakes you could have made if you were just interested in the process. Someone else said she should absolutely tell them you are making pornography using this technology and plastering your friends' faces all over it without their consent. Mm-hmm. That's fucked, dude. You're the asshole. I can't even believe this has to be said. Someone else said, if my partner was doing this, I would immediately be packing my bags. Absolutely fucking disgusting behavior and a complete violation of trust and privacy. OP, you saw these women as sex objects for your entertainment. They didn't consent to this. You should be absolutely ashamed. I hope your wife tells them and leaves you. Well, that guy's a monster. Let's move on. This is a 25-year-old woman who wrote this. Am I the asshole for not telling my best friend, a 22-year-old man, that I went on vacation with his dad?
Oh!
40-year-old man.
Turn up! Turn.
Whoa! Okay. I've known my best friend and his dad since 2018. This was in 2022, so for a few years. My best friend and I met at college. He was a freshman and I was a junior at the same university. My first impression of his dad was that he was very nice and cool man. Never spent any time or talked with him one-on-one, though. I also had a boyfriend at the time. My best friend's dad is divorced. In the summer of 2021, I went through a really messy breakup. Due to that, I started spending a lot of time at my best friend's house. He lives with his dad. Their place is huge, so he really doesn't mind this arrangement at all. My bestie was always there for me during this extremely difficult time. While at my best friend's house daily, basically, I started hanging out and chatting with his dad involuntarily. I discovered that we actually had a bunch of things in common. My best friend threw a New Year's Eve party at his house. His dad was there as well. One thing led to another, and we ended up making out all night. It was amazing.
What?
Starting with the following day, we began going on dates, texting, calling daily. I didn't tell my best friend about any of this because I knew he'd react badly, and I didn't know where this relationship was going either, to be honest. His dad invited me on a 2-week vacation to Thailand, and I accepted.
Man. Now be like, Where's Brittany Broski?
Oh my God.
He told my bestie that he was going on a solo trip, and I told him that I was visiting family in another state.
Fuck.
The vacation itself was out of this world. Both of us had an incredible time together. My best friend found out about our lie after he randomly met my mom, and she told him that I was abroad with a guy. When we got back, he went berserk. He told us that we're absolute traitors and that he feels extremely betrayed. Ew. I told him that I didn't tell him because I was afraid of his reaction and that I didn't know how to do that either. He said that he might have been a little bit pissed at first, but he would have come around eventually if we would have been honest. We both apologized to him, but he rejected our apology, moved out of his dad's place, and now he's ghosting both of us. I personally think that he went a bit overboard with this. I mean, at the end of the day, me and his dad are consenting adults, and we haven't even been dating for that long, but I get where he's coming from, too.
This is the plot of The Kissing Booth.
Really?
Basically.
Oh, I need to watch that movie.
No, you don't.
No.
You really don't.
I would just really hate to have an inconsiderate friend like that.
So they became friends. Then she started hanging out at his place a bunch.
At a party.
Then at a party, made out with his dad. And then they started dating.
So what? Okay, so at the party, was this like a college party?
No, it was a New Year's party.
Okay, so it's a whole bunch of
New Year's Eve party at his house. Her friend's New Year's Eve party. Obviously, his dad was there. It was at his house. And then she started making out with his dad at that party.
Or did he
they
start
both
making out
began
with
to make out together.
Consenting adults.
Yes.
Make sure we're keeping it that they both made out consensually together.
Right. They met in the middle.
Right.
Yes.
I mean, look,
with their faces.
I think the weird. I always think whenever I hear these types of stories, the one who I'm always shocked about is the parent. I'm just like, I can't imagine being a parent and like. One of your friends, like, who's right around your child's age.
Yeah.
And you're going to start.
It's messy.
I would just think that's weird.
It's
like,
messy. It is weird.
And it's not, it's, the age gap is one thing, but if the dad was dating some other 25-year-old, that's like, okay, yeah. That's one thing. But it's still, I don't know, yeah. But like, the fact that this is your son's best friend.
Yeah.
That's so messy. And you as the dad know you're probably fucking up his friendship by doing that.
Uh-huh. That's why they kept it a secret.
Yeah, I think like, I have not had a scenario. Okay, I just put that out there. Have I dated a 40-year-old? Yes, I have. But,
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And the ceiling is high. So... let's take the ages out of it, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say that it's okay, your best friend's best friend or something, and like, okay, you're dating. It's like, okay, you made it at a party, all right, whatever. You go on a couple dates. okay, whatever. You book a 2-week trip to Thailand. Yeah. Before you get on the plane, that's when the conversation is like, if you are about to go abroad for 2 weeks, you're about to spend money, y'all like want to have this, like that's when it should have happened. Like, okay, making out with whatever, like not whatever, but like, forgivable, couple dates, forgivable. Like, is this a thing? Is it not? Is it just a fluke? Whatever.
Right.
The fact that you were trying to figure out if this is gonna be a thing, like that's when I feel like the son should have got brought in, and the dad should have the conversation. The best friend should have had a conversation. I don't know who needed to go first, but somebody.
But separate conversations. Like, yeah, because if you're booking a 2-week trip to Thailand, you're in a relationship fully, and you still haven't told your son. And to keep that kind of secret, when it's like you're gonna have to tell him eventually.
Yes.
The longer you go, the more disrespectful it is, and it's that you both don't view him as being
important in the situation. And you both come back with a tan.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like it's definitely a sense of betrayal.
Yeah.
It's definitely a sense of betrayal, and it's like it's gonna take a while for them to get over it for sure.
What's really crazy, just the, like, I personally think that he went a bit overboard with this, and it's like, come on.
Yeah.
I totally understand
this. Yeah, yeah, like, 1,000%.
If she was coming from a place of like, I understand that this is fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
We have feelings for each other.
Yes.
And this happened, and I'm sorry, and I fucked up. It's like, okay, but to minimize it is ridiculous.
Exactly, I agree.
They're both the assholes.
The comments are definitely like, you're the asshole. Of course you're the asshole. You're sleeping with his dad behind his back and taking secret trips abroad. This is not even a lie by omission, and the way you phrase the title is intentionally misleading. You straight up lied. When we got back, he went berserk. He told us that we're absolute traitors and that he feels extremely betrayed. He's right, and you are all of those things. Mm. You no longer have the right to call him your friend, or at best, you're the evil stepmother. This relationship cannot be salvaged. I wish you a happy honeymoon and to stay the hell away from your so-called friend for the foreseeable future. A massive you're the asshole. Question, if your friend started fucking your mom, how would you feel?
Oh, wow. Oh. He just flipped it and reversed it.
Yeah.
You're the asshole. You knew it the whole time, too. That's why you didn't tell him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah. It's that secret.
That's
this
so messy.
A shame.
I can't. I've read these types of stories on Reddit before. Like, it's shocking. It's not common, but it's shocking that it happens. I can't imagine being betrayed by a family member and a friend at the same exact time.
That's a lot.
And that they like went in together and had a secret. That's gotta be. Jackie, I feel like you kind of said this earlier, but like, is there a different way they could have gone about this? And like, obviously earlier.
Yeah, like if it's like, if it's like, hey, we're both trying to fuck around, like, but are you trying to have a relationship? Like, what is it? Like, right? And getting that out early, because like, I don't know, the secret, not all secrets mean there's shame, but you're hiding something, right? Like,
absolutely.
You know that you're doing something wrong. Like, secret relationships are like, oh, there's like a sexiness about them, right? Like, that's how they're portrayed. But it's like, what are you hiding? Why are you hiding it? Yeah. Like, why after you made out with his dad, why didn't you tell him? Why? Because you knew it was fucked up. Like, it was weird. It's like, again, back to the actual question you asked. But like, I think if, probably after they made out, I would mention it and I'd be like, that's weird. Like, hey, how would you feel if I went on a date with your dad? How would you feel? He's like, no.
Right. And then you got your answer.
Okay. But she didn't want that. And the dad probably didn't want that.
Oh, like, guys, let's think about this. Maybe they actually really like each other.
That's
totally fine.
What if you know what I mean? Like, let's put that out there. They could actually fall in love and she could be a stepmom.
But then they need to have that conversation. And even if he says no and she goes, well, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I guess we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, then we're.
Yeah.
I guess we're not friends.
It's like, at least there's respect there.
Yeah.
Because, like.
Well, if you're going to live under my house, you got to follow my rules.
Well, I am your mother.
Yeah. Like, wash the dishes.
Yeah. My God. Well, what a ride.
Yo, I am exhausted. I feel like I've listened to a lot of people's problems that are not my own, and I have my own. And it's a lot.
I'm triggered.
Well, thank you guys for joining me.
Thank you. It was great. I feel like I went on a roller coaster.
Will you want to come back?
Yeah, I would come back.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll come back and talk some stuff.
Keith, are there certain types of stories that you would want to hear? Like, what realms of messy and petty and
stuff?
Ooh,
I want to hear some black shit, just some straight up black shit. I love it, some good, yes. I'm sorry.
I will say, sometimes I hear these and I'm like,
yeah, right.
I disassembled his door.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, no shade, all shade. I'm like, this is a white man. Mm-hmm.
Give me some. Well, thank you both for being here. Yes. This was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah.
Reading about absolute horrible people. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for watching, as always. And, you know, don't be like these people.
No.
Don't. Be respectful. Be nice. Kind of a small thing I want to throw out there. If you like our Reddit stories and you like hearing us just talk and have conversations, you should go over to the Smoshcast channel. It's a channel that we've had for years, haven't used it in a bit, but you should make sure you're subscribed to it because something might be coming next week. So stay tuned.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.